Hi, this is Jason Taylor with the Law Offices of Jason E. Taylor. Hope you all are doing well. I thought I'd talk a little bit today about a recent case involving our Second Amendment, involving our right to keep and bear arms. The United States Supreme Court recently came up with a decision in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City, or the City of New York. This is 590 U.S. blank because it hasn't come out in our reporters yet, 2020. So this is a real recent opinion. And I've got some issues with this opinion. There's a few things that got my panties in a lot. Let me tell you kind of what happened. New York changed some of its laws, both the city and the state, and it made it more difficult. It's always been a pain to get a gun permit if they're a carry permit or anything else. But they made it so if you were in New York City and you had a gun permit, you couldn't take it to go practice shooting unless it was in the city. They got like five, six, seven shooting clubs there. Some of them are private. And how is anybody going to go into just a handful of places to shoot? Plus, let's say you were entered in a competition in Connecticut or somewhere else. You couldn't transport your firearm. Obviously, it was an unconstitutional infringement on the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment. So some folks filed a lawsuit, and they lost at the district court level. That means the New York court thought that the restrictions weren't so overwhelming, which of course they were, and it was more gobbledygook, and that's why we have these levels of courts, and that's why it can go up and these things get challenged, and typically if enough courts have heard something, the right answer will be arrived at. Not all the time, but some of the time, and in this case, it was in many ways just that. So it got accepted by the Supreme Court to hear the case on a writ of certiorari. There was a request for it to go up to the Supreme Court, and it did. And as soon as that happened, interestingly enough, New York City said, uh-oh, and they end up changing their law so that you could go to a shooting range outside of the city. And the New York State then change its law, not only allowing that, but outlawing the previous New York City law that was obviously unconstitutional. Why did all that happen? Because they feared that the Supreme Court would do what they knew their district court wouldn't do. The Supreme Court would or should or most likely would find it not only illegal and unconstitutional, but then would even more clarify some of the previous opinions. By changing the laws, they thought they made the issue moot, in other words, no longer an issue, and then the Supreme Court couldn't do what it needs to do, and that's make it even clearer that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, the majority of the Supreme Court, which was what was often referred to as the liberal wing, and a couple of conservatives, found that it was moot, and therefore kind of said that was it. There wasn't something for them to decide, and it could go back down to the lower levels, and if more issues needed to be put together, they could be. And that is not an unreasonable opinion, and I can see how one would arrive at that conclusion. And while I frequently agree with the liberals who seem to be more attuned to individual rights, the Second Amendment isn't one of them, and so when it's these issues, I tend to find myself supporting or being supported by more of the right side of the court, the conservative side. So the left side and right side, depending upon the issue, they all kind of pick and choose the arrows in their quiver instead of understanding that those are collective rights and they all must be equally protected. But in this case, one of the interesting things that happened that really this is kind of what got my panties in a wad is there was an opinion given or a brief written by some senators. Yes, that's right. Five United States senators, four of whom are members of the bar of this court, and in fact, I'm a member of the bar of that court. I'm licensed before the United States Supreme Court. But these five senators filed a brief. That means they weren't in the fight, but those who aren't in the fight who think it's of interest to them can do their own brief. And they did. They filed a brief insisting that the case be dismissed. That means they filed a brief supporting the city. Now, the city didn't want the Supreme Court to make any decisions on this. They wanted it dismissed. They changed their laws in hopes that it would be dismissed, and the court took their time doing that. But these senators came out and said, if the court did not do so, they intimated the public would realize that the court is, quote, motivated mainly by politics rather than adherence to the law, end quote, and the court would face the possibility of legislative reprisal, period. Let me tell you something. This is one branch of government sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. That is, in another branch of government. And because of that very comments in the brief, I believe that Justice Alito, who wrote a dissenting opinion, was in many ways correct. And that was, you know what? Maybe it wasn't moot. Maybe there were some issues that could still be resolved. And you can come down on either side of this, but boy, when you see our legislative branch poking its nose into our judicial branch, it kind of gets you a little worked up. Now, I'll tell you something else that the justice said here in his dissenting opinion, and that is, and this is important, attorney's fees are an important component of a civil rights enforcement. The prospect of an award of an attorney's fees ensures that private attorney generals, that means you and I, can enforce civil rights laws through civil litigation, even if they cannot afford legal counsel. In other words, if the Supreme Court had agreed that the New York City law was unconstitutional and had been a violation and sent it down to the lower courts to make decisions with regards to remedies, one of those possible remedies was those folks from the gun club who had to fight the state on this thing when the state really knew or should have known they were wrong, and likely they did. That's why they changed the law before the Supreme Court heard it. Then the state should maybe be paying their attorney's fees, right? They shouldn't have had to fight the state on this and have paid their way to do it, so to speak. I think this is one of those cases. I can understand both sides of it. I do not understand New York's side of it. They clearly, when they drafted their laws, they were in violation of the constitutional rights. But we had a split court, and there's grounds for both sides. But I think in good conscience, the people who brought this cause of action should not only get their attorney's fees, but some of those folks have entered into competitions in other states and then were informed, hey, your state's law won't allow you to come here with your gun. And so they had to drop out of that competition. And if they'd spent money maybe booking hotel rooms or paying entry fees and that sort of thing, those are actual damages that they incurred that they should not have incurred. They should have actually been able to go and do those things. Some might argue that probably a civil protest should have gone and done those things, but certainly understand them believing they needed to follow the law, which they did, and they went a step further. They brought their own case to challenge the law, so they deserve a round of applause. And those are American citizens fighting for their constitutional rights, particularly the Second Amendment, and they used the Seventh Amendment, the right to a civil trial, to do it. Two things I feel passionately about, but bottom line is I feel passionate about all of our rights. And we need to protect them against the government and against corporations and against anybody else who would stand in the way of us using and having and operating under our rights. So chin up, stay strong, get out there, kick a little butt. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.